Good morning. We're holding here in Simin Tov Mem Ches at the end of Sif Gimel, which is in Sif Kadon Chaf. We're in the Mishnah Brura Sif Kadon Chaf. And just to put us on track on what the Mechaber is talking about, the Mechaber says, Avo matono amanas lahachzer loy mahani. The Mechaber says on page Lamed Gimel, on the top of the page, that a matono amanas lahachzer, if a Jew gives a gift to a non-Jew with the condition that the non-Jew gives this gift back, so at the time when the gift is in the possession of the non-Jew, it belongs to the non-Jew. And only afterwards, it will go back to the Jew. Normally, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura, normally it's called a matana, which means that the non-Jew has that possession and it's his. In this case, we're saying it does not work. So the Mechaber is telling us the halacha. The halacha is that when you give, whether you sell it, or you give it to the non-Jew, you have to do it l'chalutin, which means 100% it's his. And you don't tell him, I'm giving it to you for you to keep for a week. You know what? I'm taking a vacation of a week of ownership of this food. You can't really say you're going on a diet because it's a lot of yontif food going on. So, but what you're saying is that you don't want this type of food for a week. And you say it's yours to keep for a week. But after the week, you want him to give it back to you? You can't say that to him. You cannot give him a matano al menas on the condition lahachzir that he gives it back to you. Says the Mechaber, av matano menas lahachzir loy mahani, a matano, a gift on the condition that you give it to him that the non-Jew gives it back to you, does not help. What does it mean does not help? It does not help to be called that it's acquired by the non-Jew. Sif kod nechof in the Mishnah Brura, hainul achara pesach. It doesn't help if the non-Jew will give it back to you like this after Pesach. Sif kon chaf aleph, loy mahani. Why is this not called an acquisition by the non-Jew? And the reason is as follows. Af al gav, de b'chol ha-teira, even though in the whole entire Torah, matono amenaz lahachzer shmo matono. Even though in the whole entire Torah, a matono amenaz lahachzer shmo matono, in the sky matinai, in the whole entire Torah, there's something called this concept that I give you a matono, and it's yours, on the condition you give it back to me if you fulfill this condition. Whatever the tanai means a condition, whatever it might be, if you fulfill it, then everything works. It was yours, and then you give it back to me. Fine. So how come over here, in regards to giving the chums over to the non-Jew, in the same rules of matono amanas lahachzer, why does it not work? Hacha answers the Mishnah Brura, hitzrichu chachamim matono gemura. Here, the chachamim said you need a matono gemura, a real 100% bona fide matono. Mishum chumra de chametz, because of the chumra of chametz. What does it mean, the chumra de chametz? Since chametz is so strict, so severe, it has to be a real 100% bona fide matana. And even though matana amnas lahachzir is considered to be that the non-Jew is owning this chametz, however, we're more strict when it comes to chametz. Now, ulinin dieved, continues the Mishnah Brura, in iskayim hatnai, shech ziroi imotu, Ulim b'diavid, in iskayim hatnai, shech ziroi imotur, nechlechu achrenim b'zeh. The question is like this. What happens if Reuven went ahead and gave this chametz to the non-Jew? He gave it to the non-Jew, a matano al menas lahachzir. Exactly what we said not to do, he did do. Because he didn't learn this halacha, he thought it works. The question is now, is the chametz considered to have been acquired by the guy, by the non-Jew, and then after Pesach, Reuven, the Jew, can derive benefit from this chametz? Or do we say no? He gave a matana, amanas lahachzir, and therefore it does not work. That's the question. Question clear? Okay. The question was, is this matana maslahachsa considered to be like a loan? So the answer is, I don't believe so. It's not considered to be a loan. It's considered to be full-fledged ownership. And we see this when it comes to the halachas of owning a lulav. And the halacha says, the Torah says, it has to be lachem. You have to own it. And a loan doesn't mean that you own it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you might say you own your house if you have a, if you have a mortgage, but you know, so that's the whole question, right? You know, but here we're saying there has to be matana maslahachsa. There's 100%. It would be considered to be the new owners because it's new. It's his now. He owns it. Just like by the lulav, he owns that lulav for that day, and then afterwards he gives it back. But when he had it, it was his 100%. By a loan, it's not his. Right? Okay, let's see further. So, in regards to the case, if a person went ahead and he did give the chametz over, matana maslahachzir, so this, machlokes achreinim. Im mutter nechleku achreinim bezeh, v'ayim im bir halacha, v'heichu d'sh'oma hareini noisin lachov, tachzereini li, I'm a bear locha. In the case where a person says, the Jew says to the non-Jew, Hareni nois locha, I will give this to you, and you should give it back, I'm a bear locha, look in the bear locha. Okay, let's see. The Mechaber continues in Sif Dalid. Risho Yisrael loymar le'ena Yehudi b'sho chamishis oikoidim a Yisrael, a Jew, is allowed to tell a non-Jew on the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, or before the fifth hour. What does he tell him? Ashaatu lekeach chametz b'mone, kach b'masayim. Shema itztarech ve'chenu mimcha achar Pesach. The Jew says to the non-Jew like this. The non-Jew has this opportunity to buy chametz with a mana. Mana is 100 coins. Okay? The value of 100 coins. You want him to buy your chametz. So you say to him, don't buy it for the 100 coins, buy it for the 200 coins from me. No. How does that make sense? You're telling him to spend more money? Because the point is, as the Mishnah Berurah explained, is that you tell him that he will make a profit. He'll make a profit on this deal. Continues the Mechaber, but don't sell it to him. Same Tanai conditions we said above, same conditions here. We're saying do not sell it to him or give it to him based on stipulation, based on Tanai. Okay, because if he doesn't fulfill his condition, then the selling never took place retroactively. And then it was your chametz. You don't want that chametz to be in your possession. And if a person did do this, and if he sold it or gave it over on the condition, on the Tanai, the person transgresses the Isser of Bal Yiro or Bal Yimotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Chav Beis, towards the bottom of the page. The Mechaber told us that a Jew can tell a non-Jew, buy it from me before you... before you buy it for a chametz for a money, take it from me, kach b'masayim, for 200. Ratzolaymar, sheyikach chametz harbei, b'sach masayim. In other words, take a lot of chametz. Why is it costing masayim, 200, the value of 200? Because there's more chametz. So what's the guy, what's going to be in it for the guy? How is he going to gain? So afa pi shein etzarech likach el b'money, even though he doesn't need it, all he needs is a money's worth. A money's worth of chametz. Money is a value of money, right? Shekeshetzarech achar Pesach ekechenu mimcha v'etein lecho revach al kach hasach. So the Jew tells him, because when you take the value of the masayim, the 200 coins, I'll make sure that you have benefit from it. You make a profit. So that he's basically what you're telling him is you want to make sure you sell your chametz. So you tell him, I will sell the chametz to you and you'll profit. You'll have a profit margin. Shema etztarech, because after Pesach I will need the chametz back. Va'achreinim sifkon chav gimel va'achreinim kosvu, the achreinim write, the rishoy afilu haftiach Shiachzor v'yikne mimenu v'yitin l'revach. The Achronim say that you can even promise him. It's a chiddush. You can even promise the non-Jew that I will give you a revach. I'll give you a benefit. I'll give you a profit. But the last line in the Mechaber on the page told us, don't sell it to him or give it to him on Tanai, on the condition. Mayri sh'amar b'loshin im. Dehainu, im ta'ase dover pleini b'soicha Pesach. We're saying, do not say it with an if. If he does this, then it'll be acquired to him. Because what happens if he doesn't do the if? Then it's still yours, correct? Im ta'ase dover pleini b'soicha Pesach, oy la'achar Pesach. Ha'chametz nosun l'cha, then the chametz will be yours. Oy machar l'cha, or it'll be sold to you. The whole zman shaloi niskayim hatnai adayin ein hachametz machar v'nosim. Because the whole time, the whole zman, the whole time, shaloi niskayim hatnai, that the tanai was not fulfilled, adayin ein hachametz machar v'nosim. The chametz is not sold and given over. Well, afichach oyvil b'bayiro, as Avram Gadali, as you said, that if the chametz, if the non-Jew did not fulfill his condition, then the chametz was never the non-Jews. And then that means that the Jew had the chametz on Pesach. And he transgressed the Isser of Bal Yiro. However, Avol, im Omar Loi, if the Jew says to the non-Jew, Hareini noisi nocha me'achshov, I will give it to you from now, aminas shetase davar pleini, on the condition that you do davar pleini. The key word here is me'achshav. We had this earlier in the Mechaber. The key word here is me'achshav, which means that the non-Jew is acquiring this chametz from before Pesach. Once again, avlim omar loy hareini noisein locha me'achshav al menas shetas davar pleini shayich hechametz la'akum takeif in iskayim hatanai l'basoif. If the Tanai is fulfilled, when did the non-Jew acquire this chametz? He acquired it immediately, from beforehand. Ve'eni aser rak mishum chomer d'chametz. And then it would only be aser if he would not fulfill his condition, his Tanai, because of a chumra of chametz, it would be aser to get hana out of it. Ukud le'el, turning the page now, v'asoif sif gimel. Yinami, another possibility, Mayri, we're talking about a case, afilu b'me'achshav, even if he said me'achshav. Rak hatanai hoya, what was the condition? She'emesai she'yovi mo'is yachzirum loy. That when the money is brought, then that's when yachzirum loy, he'll give it back. Uv'tanai zeh, loy chal ha'mechira, and in this tanai, the mechira is not chal. The mechira, the selling of the chametz, or the giving over the chametz, did not exist. Kevan shekol shah harishus biyodai liftoisei. Kumavor b'chay shemishvat simen reish zayin sifav. We're saying that since there's a moment, that any moment the chametz can be taken back, so it's like it was never acquired by the non-Jew. That's the problem here. V'da'oid, another point. The hiskimu achreinim, the achreinim agree. The duhu adin, she also loymer la'akum, it's also to say to a non-Jew, ani moichel lecho hachametz, I will sell you this chametz. Al minas, she tachzikenu la'atzmecha, I, the Jew, sell you, the goy, the chametz, on the condition. There's the problem here. The condition is, you, the guy, hold on to this chametz, v'leitimkor la'odam achar chutz mimeni. And after Pesach, do not sell it to anyone else besides for me. Why is that a problem? The kaven de beloshin t'naihu. Since the Jew sold the chametz in an expression of what's called a t'nai, a condition, k'sheyavar ha'akum, v'imkirenu la'odam achar, if the non-Jew goes ahead and sells this chametz to someone else, then retroactively, it was never a mechira. the Jew never sold it to the non-Jew. V'nimtza shlo yahaya hachametz konoy la'akam yoylem. What comes out is that the non-Jew never acquired this chametz. V'chayishina, we're concerned, shema yimkerenu v'yavar ha'yisrael al ba'al yirah. We're concerned that this chametz will be sold to someone else, and then the Jew will violate the Isra Bal Yirah. Is the case clear? Let's repeat this case. Okay. Reuven goes ahead and sells the chametz to the non-Jew, but he sells the chametz to the non-Jew, and he says to him, "My dear friend, non-Jew, I'm selling this chametz to you, but you make sure you sell it back to me also. On the condition you sell it back to me. Don't sell it to someone else." So that we're saying it's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because if the non-Jew goes ahead and sells his chametz to someone else, that selling that Reuven sold to the non-Jew never took place. If it never took place, Reuven violated Isra Bal Yirah. He had chametz in his possession. However, now we're going to say a way it does work. However, Aval im Omar Loi, if Reuven would say to the non-Jew, I'm selling this chametz to you. It's yours. 100% your chametz to keep. And this schus. Shiyarti li, boy. There's one thing that I permit myself to keep. One schus. I allow myself one point. What is that one point? Sheim tirtze lemachroi leitim kerenu l'shum adam chutz mimeni. That if you want to sell it, don't sell it to anyone else besides for me. To that, yesh ayrim dezeh mutter afilu chatchila. There are those that say, in such a scenario, it's mutter even chatchila. Why? Because in this case, it's not, Reuven did not sell it with a tenai, with a condition. We were three lines up before Sifkan Chafei in the Mishnah Brura. Once again, in the second case, it's not sold with a tenai, with a condition. The second case, it's sold that Reuven is keeping one schus. He's entitled to one schus. What's the schus? Like an option? I don't know the words to use, an option or not, but perhaps maybe I will say an option. We'll use that term. So, that when the guy sells it, he should sell it to me. It's not said with a tenai. That's the main point. That even if the guy will go ahead and sell v'yimkar and sell it to someone else, like the bottle of mechir b'shvil zeh. In this case, the mechir will not be nullified. Kevin delay omar b'loshin tenai. Since it was not said b'loshin tenai. It's only that the second mechira should be bottled, should be nullified, should not exist. So let's just review this, what we saw today. We started off today with, at the end of Sif Gimel, that a chametz cannot be given over with the matana amanas lahachzer. Normally, Mechal Tar Kula, we say Matana Amanas L'Hachzer. When you give a gift to someone on the condition to give it back, it's considered to be yours. Here, in this case, we're saying Loishmei Matana, because of the Chum. Excuse me, L'Chadchilu, we say it's not considered to be good. You shouldn't do it because of the Chumro of Pesach. What happens if a person went ahead and did give a Matana Amanas L'Hachzer with his chametz? So he said, "There's a machloikis." Achroinim, whether or not it's permissible. Okay, now that we said in Sif Dalid that a Jew can go ahead and tell a non-Jew that he can tell him, basically, I will sell you the chametz, buy it from me, and I will make sure you profit when I buy it back from you. You could tell him that. You could tell him that you will be gain from selling the chametz to me. Then we were discussing that one should not sell the chametz in an expression of a tenai. Because if there's a tanai, a condition, if the non-Jew does not fulfill his condition, then the chametz was never his, and therefore it was mine, meaning the Jews. And then I violate this of Bal Yira. L'mafreya. Retroactively, the problem comes, the issur comes back to me. Because if he violates it, then it comes back to me. However, if you sell it to him mi'achshav, from now, then it was his already from beforehand. And then we said as well that we said that at the end off for today that you cannot sell it to him with an expression of im if he does that or he does not do that. But if you say the expression of schus, that you leave over for me one schus, that you should sell it back to me, then yesh oimrim dezeh mutter af lechatchila. There are those that learn this mutter even lechatchila. Even if this non-Jew will go ahead and sell to someone else, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that filim yavar akum v'yimkor loyti batel hamechir b'shil zeh, the selling will not be nullified because of this. Kevin deli amar b'loshin tanai, because it was not expressed in using the word of a tanai, of a condition. Okay, we'll stop here for today.